Welcome to the Reality Revolution. I'm your host, Brian Scott. Today's episode is dedicated to methods to defend against psychic attack. There's two amazing authors that I wanted to sort of combine together. Frank R. Young, which we've covered in the past, as well as Madeline C. Morris. Frank R. Young was an amazing trainer that also wrote spiritual books, and we've covered a variety of his teachings. For an example, check out the episode on the Kuda Zanta. Then there is Madeline C. Morris, whose amazing book on mana force power really talks about an ancient Hawaiian technique of breathing that allows you to use energy for manifestation and healing. And they both have short chapters dedicated to defending against psychic attack. I wanted to bring these together. Psychic attack is more prevalent than you're aware of. It's happening in many cases subconsciously or unconsciously, and we're inviting attacks from others. And now, it's nothing to be fearful about, but it's something to be aware of, and there's easy, powerful methods that can enhance your protection and give you benefits in this world. We begin with Frank R. Young's amazing book, The Secret of Spirit Thought Magic, where he has a chapter on the power of spirit thought to defend you against psychic attack. Unless you can defend yourself regularly against psychic attack, you'll be constantly victimized by people who envy you and wish you harm. Such people, sad to say, number up to legions in your life. You don't suspect how many there are, because they don't have to be outright enemies or jealous rivals of yours. Many of them happen to be your best friends and associates, who fear that you are climbing too quickly in life and will soon forget them. Without meaning to, they desperately try to retain your friendship and subject you, albeit subconsciously, to devastating psychic attacks to retard your swift rise. Even those who like you immensely fear that your new position will alter your relationship with them, for they will no longer be able to kid you as they did. If you amuse them by being a griping bachelor or old maid, for instance, they may resent you or unexpectedly capturing a much admired mate and turning into a busy married person without much social time left for them. Your loving children, too, for understandably selfish reasons, might wish you to remain a lonesome, bereaved, or divorced parent. Or your adoring mate might want you to retain, or make still worse, a harmless cosmetic defect like baldness if you're a man, or a big waist if you're a woman, so as to feel more secure about you. Last but not least, those who envy or despise you will subject you regularly to psychic attack, both consciously and subconsciously. With spirit thought magic, you can easily defend yourself against such sneaky psychic attacks. With it, you become immune to their devastating powers as set out in this lesson. Such immunity, besides, causes the psychic attack to ricochet off you astrally, back into the guilty person and deplete his energy, and compel him to accept the inevitable about you and to stop trying to attack you effectively through powerful psychic means. Your greatest talents bloom forth freed from psychic attack. As a result, you are automatically and widely accepted thereafter for the new person you have grown into socially or in your career. You are liked by all again, even if somewhat differently now. So, master the secret power and save yourself from mysterious and unknown forces undermining you secretly. The urgent uses of the right spirit thought magic by people all through the ages for defense against psychic attack would fill libraries. People not only used it to protect themselves against psychic attacks of their enemies, but of their envious rivals in love, business, careers, social success, affluence, or health, or from those who were simply sadistic. Lovers used it to protect themselves against rivals who wanted their prizes for themselves, and who, for that reason, tried to turn the lover's mind against his prize. Women with happy homes used it to protect themselves against jealous friends or neighbors who tried to destroy them by filling their minds with baseless suspicions against their husbands. Rising subordinates used it to keep themselves from losing their confidence in themselves and ruin their careers due to the vicious thoughts of green-eyed fellow employees. Inventive minds used it to banish the confusion into which jealous, non-inventive minds tried to throw them and crush their creative talents. Artists used it to prevent materially minded people they knew especially among their own families and friends, from driving original ideas out of their heads. Less attractive individuals used it to neutralize the eroding forces of the more attractive who begrudged them when they improved their own attractiveness and developed into close rivals of theirs. Jealous lovers used it evilly to drive into a frenzy the ones who failed to win or whom they lost to others. Suburbanites use it to defend themselves against the bitter psychic acrimony of their competing against the Joneses' neighbors. Frightened wives use it to hold off the fierce disapproval of in-laws. There is hardly a situation in life, in fact, in which you won't meet people, either important or unimportant, who will, even if unsuspectedly, scourge you with psychic attacks. The terrifying power of evil spirit thoughts are all around you. Day after day, you and everybody else around you are being subjected to some kind of psychic attack. Some of the attacks are more obvious and terrifying, while others are so subtle that their effects cannot be easily differentiated in you from a psychological aberration or quirk. An obvious and terrifying one occurred recently when two sisters died mysteriously in the same manner 5 years apart. Each had been well and happy and then suddenly looked horror-stricken, let out a piercing 10-second scream and stopped breathing. One of them had awakened early in the morning when it happened to her, and the other had emerged from a swimming pool. An example of a more subtle psychic attack is when you suddenly get stage fright when about to take part in activity when you have engaged in repeatedly and easily before. This commonly affects athletes, actors, public speakers, salesmen, and others. The athletes may even be a champion in the gymnasium but freezes during competition and goes down to ignominious defeat. No matter how incessantly the coach reassures him that he is championship material, or even how expertly the psychiatrist prepared him for the meet, he still remains unstable and fails again and again during competition. Apparently, the malignant spirit thought of or actual spirit is nailed into him either by himself, by allowing it so deep into his body cells, or the astral body of some rival has implanted itself into him, even if the rival does not suspect it. Similar thraldom can affect your daily speech and incline you to stutter and stammer on occasion, to acquire claustrophobia in an instant, or to be plagued with an unexplainable revulsion against something you relished before. Psychiatric treatment has not always freed such victims from such mysterious thraldom either, proving rather conclusively that the cause was something beyond the reach of human reasoning. Such an affliction pounces on you, as if from nowhere, and invades your whole body. It sets your heart beating tumultuously, your stomach fluttering and your bowels moving or feeling like moving. Your sight turns blurry and you feel as if ready to faint. Yet, the moment you fail miserably in the situation for which the debilitating psychic attack was fired into you, the psychic seizure may disappear as if by magic, leaving no trace in you. That is the terrifying power of evil spirit thoughts all around you, spirit thought from people or actual spirits which are ready to devastate you with psychic attacks. More extreme instances of psychic attacks are those in which Chinese and Hindus have killed themselves to exact revenge on their enemies by leaving their spirits clinging to their foes like giant blood-filled ticks until they drove them to suicide. That's why the Chinese have a dread of the wandering spirits of persons who have come to untimely ends. The Chinese fear with good reason that such persons finish themselves off because they were thoroughly dissatisfied in one way or another with their earthly lives. So that when the spirits subsequently return to their earthly surroundings after the suicide, these discern their old environment as if they were still in it. And to their despair, they witness their last wishes disregarded, their savings being squandered, strangers possessing their old estates, their families cursing them for not leaving them better provided for, their children turning corrupt, their lands gone, their wives or husbands either being tortured with worry or stricken with mortal disease. The half-crazed spirit in such instances cannot help but fling itself into the picture and try to exact revenge on those who made a mimicry of it. The half-crazed spirit runs amok like a mad dog, psychically attacking anybody it can. It might even turn into a wicked poltergeist and break loose with mysterious rappings and knockings, or it might invade the minds of the unsuspecting, like you, and devastate you instead of one of its own despised earthly relatives. This is especially true, though not always necessarily so, should you happen to have profited even in the remotest manner from the ruin or destruction of any of its relatives or close friends. To be effective, the psychic attack either from an evil spirit or actual spirit has to catch you when you're not prepared to resist it. Whether you're awake or asleep, it catches you easiest when you're tired or fatigued or discouraged, and your body is being affected by internal toxic forces. As a rule, it sneaks into you unsuspectedly, but immediately afterwards, you experience either a nightmare or a feeling, if awake, of a psychic seizure. If you happen to be asleep, you may groan or let out alarming sounds. In fact, you might even have a nightmare and cry out in vain and show all the signs of intense anxiety, such as sweating, a fixed facial expression, dilated pupils, difficulty breathing. The essential symptoms which you distinctly experience are oppression of your breathing, paralysis, and anxiety, usually occurring in that order. The anxiety is believed by many to be the most intense ever suffered by man. The dream in your nightmares, too, lacks a clear structure, but it is commonly a dream of oppressive situations, as if you are locked up in a tomb, or having rocks piled on your chest, or falling from a high place, or drowning, or facing a horrible death through physical attack. Upon awakening, you recall nothing you dreamed, but for no apparent reason you display an intense anxiety which you did not display before. That indicates that the malignant spirit thought or actual spirit carrying the psychic attack has crept into your body cells and, like a foreign protein in your body, has caused an allergic reaction in you, both astral and psychological. The psychological wreckage resulting in you from the psychic attack. It is not easy to resist the psychic seizure of the psychic attack. It pounces upon you and overwhelms your mind and body, regardless of whether you are physically strong and healthy. Even if you suffer from no bodily ailments, you now look ill or pale or severely drawn in the face. You also seem quite different from your ordinary self, and of course you are. The psychic attack, besides whether it stems from another person or from an evil spirit, storms into you against your will. The kuai, as the Chinese call it, may even drive your astral body out of you. If it invades you during your sleep, when you wake up, you will find yourself changed from a cool and confident person into a trembling psycho. Or you could be gripped with an uncontrollable impulse to throw violently anything you lay your hands on. Or you may feel a compulsion to do the very thing you don't want to do, whatever that may be. As a result, you may waver with physical weakness, trembling, dizziness, and profuse perspiration. You may even be passive now and refuse to do what is expected of you, or you may be active instead and do the very opposite of what is expected of you. If the psychic attack on you is merciless, you suddenly acquire negativism, may include your own natural body functions. And so, for example, you now refuse to empty your bladder or move your bowels when you should, and thereby you punish yourself without rhyme or reason. You may drift about also with feelings of utter unreality, as if you are not really aware you are doing what you are, thinking what you are, or saying what you are. You might even be obsessed with stubborn indecisiveness, like that of an individual who is never sure that he has turned off the stove and who is forced to return to it repeatedly to make certain. Indeed, you could be thrown on the borderland of delirium with your consciousness cloudy, bewildered, and disoriented. That is the psychological wreckage that may result in you from the psychic attack. The physiological wreckage resulting in you from the psychic attack. The psychic attack not only transforms your psychological reactions, but even your very body tissues. Since it injures your tissues with the trauma of the invasion of an evil spirit thought or actual spirit, proteins at once invade your tissues and bind them more firmly to the structures within your body cells than to the outside surfaces of your body cells. The larger macromolecules in you are consequently absorbed by your body cells more readily than the smaller ones, because you are drawing them now by stronger membrane movements, a process called endocytosis, and the macromolecules are known to exert biological effects in the body cells in which they lodge. One such macromolecule protein, for instance, enters the nerve cell of the sympathetics, the fighting nerves, and causes them to multiply from as much as 4 to 6 times in number. Another one promotes the growth of tissues other than nerve. Many other ill-defined macromolecules are present in your bloodstream, although their functions are still largely unexplored by scientists. Their invasion of your body cells, at any rate, results in throwing toxins into your bloodstream, for the toxic molecule is the same in all protein, and the toxins in turn may act directly on all your body cells, probably changing their physical and chemical nature and producing in them a state of fatigue. Toxins in your blood also increase the excitability of your nerves, leaving them more susceptible to harmful influences, and the nerves most affected are Your sympathetics or your fighting nerves, your adrenal and thyroid glands for that reason are stimulated by them to over-secrete their hormones. Your metabolic activity therefore is increased too, and you suffer loss of weight, depressed digestion, faster pulse beat, night sweats, rise in body temperature, changes in your blood, and increased metabolic activity which breaks down your tissues faster and weakens you and hurries in old age. And an injury to your body cells which hinders assimilation within your body of foods and other substances with your body cells. When the psychic attack persists for a while in you, besides your body's become acid and then increases and prolongs the toxic symptoms in it. The psychic attack, because of that, transforms you like a witch transforms a human victim into a despised animal and controls the rate of growth of your different tissues all the time you are enslaved by it. Now, I really appreciated Frank R. Young's description of psychic attacks and what it can do to your body, but I have not found success, and the solution that he offers does not resonate with me. The entire book that he has, The Secret of Spirit Thought Magic, involves using rage and anger in your cells and then using other techniques to use this new energy. I have not found that to be as effective, but you can check out his technique in that book. In particular, I find the effective for Madeline C. Morris in her book on the miracle of mana power to be very effective. How to put the magic shield of protection around yourself. With the use of mana force power, it is possible to surround yourself with a powerful force field that no psychic attack can penetrate. This protective shield should be formed every morning to keep you from harm. If you follow these few simple steps, it will be as though you are wearing a suit of armor. Nothing of a negative nature will be able to come through it. 1. Take 6 deep breaths, holding each as long as you can before taking the next. 2. During the last 3 breaths, hold the arms out in front of you, palms facing up, feeling the mana force field build. 3. Form this dynamic force field of mana that you have generated into a bubble of sparkling white light with you in the center of it. Make this bubble extend about 6 feet out from your body in all directions. Know that it is a field of positive living vibration that will protect you from evil of any kind. 4. Give your command. Say, I am encased within my bubble of protection. Nothing of a harmful nature can get through to me. Nothing but good can come to me. So be it. It is done. I command this with my full soul power. That is all there is to this powerful ritual of protection. You will find that after doing this ritual, you will feel a great sense of security. This is because you will know that you are truly protected from harm. If you will do this daily, you'll be amazed at how smoothly your life will run. It will almost seem like there is someone going ahead of you, removing all the problems before you arrive. The principle behind this protective ritual is quite simple. The bubble of mana force power becomes a living wall of positive vibrations encircling your body. Thoughts and events of a negative nature cannot get through. You have put up an invisible shield of protection around yourself. The vibrations from your verbal command have also become a part of this protective shield. The mana in the force field has been ordered to keep out all negative things, and it will do as it is told. Remember, you learned that mana is a vital life force that has intelligence. Therefore, it can be guided with the mind, it can be ordered to perform a certain task, and it will obey. This is the reason your command is so powerful. How to dissolve a psychic attack with mana force power. When you're under the influence of a psychic attack, your aura is filled with negative thought forms. These attach themselves to you like leeches. They draw on your vital life force. In order to dispel the effects of the psychic attack, you must get rid of the ugly negative thought forms that have become lodged in your aura. We do this by first weakening their hold on us. We will do this using the magic cleansing ritual technique. 1. Picture a pure, clean mountain stream coming in through the top of your aura, about 3 feet above your head. See it move down through the head and on down through the body, all the way to your feet. Visualize it carrying away all the negative thought forms as it washes down through the body and out into the street. Keep up this visualization until the water runs clean and pure, filled only with positive vibrations. 2. By this time, most if not all of the negative thought forms will have become loosened and washed away. If any do remain, they will be greatly weakened by the flow of positive vibrations that the visualized water brought into the aura. To make sure that no negative thought forms can remain, we will now build a powerful force field of mana around us. This is done by taking the 6 deep breaths, holding each for as long as you can before taking the next breath. Feel the force field building with the arms outstretched in front of you and the palms facing up. Now put yourself in the center of this wonderful, vibrant, positive field of mana. 3. Now speak your command that will loosen the hold of any remaining negative thought form. Say in a forceful voice, I command that all that is harmful or negative leave me now. I command that all negative thought forms be completely destroyed this instant. It is done. So be it. I command this with my full soul power. After you have spoken this command, I assure you, not one vestige of any psychic attack can remain. It would be impossible for any negative thought form to exist in the atmosphere you have just created. A word of caution. Do not send the psychic attack back to the person who sent it to you. If he has surrounded himself with a shield of protection, the thought form would merely return to you because it could not penetrate his armor. Incidentally, this happens when you build a bubble of protection around yourself. Any psychic attack launched at you will return to its sender. It can't get through to you. For this reason, always build a bubble of mana force power to protect yourself from future attacks after you have dissolved a current one. How to compose a powerful spell and charge it with mana force power. A spell charged with mana force power is probably one of the most effective ways to get rid of psychic attack. This is usually done by working on the sender of the attack. A spell is a group of words that has been endowed with magical power. If the words rhyme, they are more effective than if they do not rhyme. To give the spell the magical power, we will charge it with mana force power and speak our command. You do not have to be a poet to make a spell rhyme. It doesn't even have to be a good poetry. I'm probably one of the world's worst poets, but I have made up some spells that have had fantastic results. I will tell you about one of them a little bit later. Now let us assume that there is someone who is jealous of you. They are spreading malicious lies about you. Some of this gossip gets back to you and you are hurt by it. Also, you know that unless something is done soon, a psychic attack will result. You can put a stop to this kind of thing very quickly by first making up a powerful spell that will cause the slanderer to harm himself in his efforts to cause you mental anguish. The following spell is a good example of this very effective way to stop someone from slandering you. The boomerang spell. When my name you try to defame, you will find yourself in great pain. This pain will persist until you desist and stop playing your cruel gossiping game. After composing your spell, you can make it a powerful living thing by charging it with mana force power before sending it out. This is done in the following manner. 1. Take 6 deep breaths, holding each as long as you can before taking the next one. Feel the mana force field. Build with the arms outstretched in front of you, palms facing up. 2. Visualize the person to whom you are going to send the spell. Do not allow yourself to feel hatred for them. This is negative and will only help to nourish any psychic attack that may have been sent to you. 3. Feel a great deal of positive emotion by very strongly knowing that you are definitely doing something to end the slander. 4. In a forceful manner, speak your spell aloud. Know that it is going to the person to whom you are directing it. 5. When you are sure that the spell is on its way, say, so be it. It is done. I will it so with my full soul power. 6. Now put all thought of the person out of your mind. You have done all that is necessary to stop them. The discomfort that the spell will cause will make them realize they are hurting themselves when they try to malign you. Yes, indeed, a spell of this nature is very effective. You do nothing to harm the other person. It is all left up to them. Anytime they wish to stop this discomfort, they can. How Clarence T. turned an enemy into a friend with mana force power. Clarence was definitely under psychic attack by a coworker for some time before he realized what was going on. Luckily, he was able to recognize the symptoms and take appropriate action. For several weeks, Clarence had been feeling out of sorts and nervous. As a result, his work had suffered badly. His boss had talked to him twice during this time about the mistakes he had made. This was very serious because when Clarence had made a mistake in the computer program he wrote, it could result in costly errors before the mistake was caught. His programs were used to operate a large punch press operation. A wrong step could ruin material and slow down production. Before now, he had always been the best programmer in the office. It seemed that now he was losing confidence in himself. On the particular weekend I will tell you about, Clarence sat down to think things out. He considered every possibility that might have been the cause of his errors. He was able to discard worry over finances or health. He had an excellent home life. He liked his job. By eliminating all other causes, he was able to focus on the possibility of psychic attack from another person. As soon as he started thinking about psychic attack, he knew who the sender was. A few months earlier, Clarence and one of his co-workers had engaged in a pretty lively argument. After the argument was over, Clarence had promptly put it out of his mind. But now that Clarence had started to analyze the situation, he realized that Jack, his co-worker, had not forgotten it at all. Ever since that time, Jack had been surly and uncooperative in his dealings with Clarence. Now, Clarence was rather fortunate because he had some knowledge of psychic attack. He knew that he was suffering from just such an attack, but he didn't know how to dispel it. During my next visit to his house, he told me about his dilemma. He asked me if I could tell him how to turn away from the attack. We had often talked about Monoforce power, and I helped Clarence become proficient in its use. Now, he was asking me to show him how to use Monoforce power to repel the psychic attack that had been plaguing him. As you might expect, we spent more of the next hour on learning how to repel psychic attack than we did on the organ lesson I was supposed to give him. I told him that it would be desirable to change Jack's feelings towards him, as well as to dissolve the attack that was already doing so much damage. I explained how this could be done when he gave his command. I told him to order the attack to be dissolved in the manner outlined earlier in this chapter. In addition, I suggested a command that would turn Jack into a friend. It went like this: I fill my heart with love and I send it on its way to Jack. I command Jack to feel warm and friendly toward me when he receives this love. I command this with my full soul power. So be it, it is done. The plan was for Clarence to do the ritual twice, once that evening and again the next morning. I told him I wanted to hear some positive results on my next visit in 2 weeks. The next 2 weeks were busy ones for me, so I gave very little thought to Clarence. As I walked up to his front door, the door flew open before I had a chance to ring the bell. He greeted me with a big grin, and we went into the music room. I opened my case and began writing a new piece of music for him while he played the last piece I had given him. As I listened, I noticed the expression he was giving the music was exquisite. I had never heard him play so well. Suddenly, right in the middle of a passage, he stopped and turned away from the organ. Getting up, he came and sat across from me. "I just can't wait any longer," he said. "I was not going to say anything until you asked me, but I'm so full of news that I can't wait." The story he told me was fascinating. I'll leave out the small details and just say that it was apparent that his outlook had changed in the past 2 weeks. He felt wonderful physically, and he had turned out his usual perfect work on his job during this time. It seemed that the instant he had done the Monoforce power ritual, the first time the psychic attack had disappeared the next day at work, it was as though he were a new person. People were more friendly toward him, especially Jack. Later that same day, Clarence's boss sought him out to tell him that a new job had opened up, and it was to be given to Clarence. Of course, this meant a promotion with a pay raise. The boss confided that it had been suggested to him by Jack that Clarence would be a good man for the job. Clarence could hardly believe his ears. His old adversary had been turned into a friend and a booster at the same time. How I dissolved a psychic attack on my car and myself. Yes, a car can also suffer from a psychic attack. When a man creates something like a car or a house, it becomes a kind of being. It takes on a personality and responds to love or hate. Haven't you ever had an old car that you loved? This love no doubt sustained it for years of extra service to you. I give my cars a great deal of love, and they respond by giving me wonderful trouble-free service most of the time. However, one day someone else directed a stream of vitriol toward me and my poor little car. This caused me a great deal of anguish for several days until I finally realized the case and nullified it. As I was driving down the street on this particular day, another car pulled out from a side street into the middle lane. At the same instant, I was in the process of changing from the right lane to the middle lane. The other driver was forced to slow down to avoid a collision with me. This made him livid with anger. He pulled alongside of me at the next signal and shouted curses at me and my little car. I ignored him and continued on my way. Before I had gone a mile, a water hose blew out and I had to coast into a garage and have it fixed. The next day, two or more water hoses blew out. This caused me a great deal of trouble, as anyone who has had this happen can verify. The following day, the large lower radiator hose broke while I was in the middle of heavy traffic. Luckily, there was a service station on the next corner. While the mechanic was replacing the hose, he said he couldn't imagine why that hose had broken. It was almost new and was very strong. It was then that I remembered the man who had gotten so angry at us. Then I realized that he had launched a powerful psychic attack on me and the car. As soon as I got home, I dissolved this attack with the help of mana force power. I was sorely tempted to send it back to the man who had caused all my trouble. However, I resisted this urge and merely gave the command to loose the hold of the angry thought forms. I then dissolved them. All this happened 2 years ago. I've had none of this kind of car trouble since then. Jennifer T. used the boomerang spell and mana force power to stop a psychic attack. The lady I shall call Jennifer T. had been a friend of mine for a number of years. She too was a music enthusiast, and we became organ teachers at about the same time. Jennifer is dedicated to self-improvement and has used mana force power for several years. The last time we got together, she told me of an experience she had with psychic attack. I wanted to share the story with you because it so aptly illustrates the efficacy of a spell in turning away a destructive force. There was another organ teacher who worked in the same neighborhood as Jennifer. He was extremely jealous of Jennifer's popularity as a teacher. He tried many times to get some of Jennifer's students for himself. Of course, he was not successful, and this made him more envious than ever. His envy finally turned to hate, and he would say ugly things about her whenever he had a chance. The psychic attack started when the rival teacher began to spend much of his time generating destructive thoughts toward Jennifer. Various mutual acquaintances would tell Jennifer of the things the other teacher was saying about her. The effect of the psychic attack was soon apparent. Jennifer became listless and seemed to be very tired all the time. She became irritable. Those who knew her became concerned. They imagined that perhaps some serious health problem was responsible for this change in her personality. It was nearly 2 weeks before she finally realized that she was being attacked psychically. Her first action was to determine who was responsible. When she sent her daily supply of mana to her higher self, she asked it to direct her to the person causing her trouble. Almost immediately, an image of the teacher came to her mind. Of course, she thought, I should have known. At this point, she decided there were two things she wanted to do. One, she wanted to stop this gossiping about her, and two, she wanted to dissolve the destructive thought forms he had sent her. The first thing she did was to use mana force power and send out her command to dissolve the negative thought forms. Next, she composed a boomerang spell and sent it to the other teacher to stop his ugly gossip. The spell went like this. Whenever G blank mentions my name, his face will get red as a flame. He will stammer and stutter, no word can he utter till he changes his subject and aim. A few days later, Jennifer began to hear stories of the rival teacher's strange behavior. It seems that he would start to say something about her and then act as though he had forgotten what he was about to say. He would then blush furiously and get very nervous. At last, he would change the subject. It wasn't long after this that he moved to another part of the city. Once the source of the psychic invective was removed, Jennifer became her old, vibrant, lovely self again. Jasper F. stopped a series of annoying accidents with mana force power. The case of Jasper F. will show you how the use of mana force power can stave off annoying accidents caused by psychic attack. This case will show you how you can stop accidents from happening to you. At the time of our story, it seemed that everything Jasper did turned into an accident. Life has been almost unbearable for him at work and at home. His accidents at work involved dropping things, having things fall on him, and twice he was accidentally hit by fellow employees. There were several small automobile accidents that occurred on his way to and from work. At home, he had fallen off a small ladder, burned his hand while working on his car, and the handrail came loose, causing him to slip on his steps. He suffered other minor accidents, but these will serve to illustrate his problem. on the surface, there didn't seem to be any reason for all of these accidents. Personally, I still believe that one or more people were sending him psychic attacks. However, no matter what the cause was, we are more interested in the cure in this case. The method Jasper used to rid himself of the annoying accidents was highly effective, yet relatively simple to use. It was during one of his organ lessons that his problem became known to me. I was teaching organ and Jasper had taken lessons from me for several years. He had fallen into the habit of telling me of his activities, and I was glad to listen. When he told me about the accidents he was experiencing, I knew that I must tell him about Manaforce power and how to use it to repel psychic attack. Jasper had never studied metaphysics. I knew that I would have to approach the subject of Manaforce power carefully so that he would understand what I wanted to teach. So without hurrying, I began to unfold some of the wonders of mental science to him. He was most receptive and seemed to have a natural affinity for these principles. When Jasper responded with such interest, I was elated. In short, I was able to suggest that Manaforce power would rid him of the accidents. Of course, he was pretty desperate by now. He had suffered so much from these recurring accidents that he was willing to try anything that promised to relieve him of them. I gave him detailed instructions on how to build a Manaforce field. I then told him how to give his command to destroy the effects of the psychic attack. I explained how to build a bubble of protection so that he wouldn't have a recurrence of the attacks. 2 weeks later, I returned to Jasper's house for his next music lesson. However, before we could start, he insisted on telling me how wonderful everything had been for him since he had so successfully turned aside these psychic attacks. No more accidents had occurred. He had a new strong feeling of confidence that he had never felt before. Jasper admitted to me that he had been a little too skeptical at first because the Manaforce power ritual was so simple and easy to do. He said he just couldn't see how it could dispel all of the miserable accidents he had been experiencing. He finished by telling me that now he never goes a day without sending Manaforce power to his higher self along with a petition for protection against psychic attack. Use Manaforce power as a preventative measure against psychic attack. You can prevent psychic attacks from attaching themselves to you. You've already been told one of the ways of this by putting a protective bubble around yourself. There's another very easy way to gain around-the-clock protection against psychic attack. When you send your daily supply of mana to your higher self, instruct it to protect you from all evil forces. You will note that I mention a daily supply of mana being sent to the higher self. If you wish to enlist the aid of your omnipotent higher self, you must send it a supply of mana every day. It needs a fresh supply daily in order to function in the physical world. Remember, its province is the world of spirit. It needs very little vital force to operate in that world. It is when we ask it to help in the affairs of the physical being that it needs extra mana. Large amounts of mana are required to supply the energy needed by the higher self if we want to affect changes in our physical world on our behalf. So take a few minutes each day to send a supply of mana to the higher self. Ask it to protect you, and you will be free of psychic attacks that may come your way. Now, I recommend, if you want to learn more about using mana the way that it's described in this chapter, that you try the Mana Power Meditation. This uses her technique, and you can send the mana to your higher self on a regular basis. Now, I strongly believe the Manaforce technique is more powerful, but the one taught by Frank R. Jung involves becoming so rageful that you strip some of your cells and then you over-oxygenate the cells. For some people that may work, and I recommend that you check that out. I also recommend you check out the episode on Psychic Self-Defense by Dion Fortune, which gives a more occult technique of ritual using different mantras that will help you to protect yourself in those cases. Don't become fearful of psychic attacks. It's easy after listening to this that you become fearful. It's just something to be aware of. If you have bad luck for no reason, weird things start happening to you, then try these techniques. Create the mana, create a protective bubble around you, use the boomerang spell, and you will find success. Now, I believe now in the fourth density environment that we're in, it's actually even easier. You can get the mana faster. You can create a stronger shell around you, and the more you do this, the more effective it will be. Please put in the comments if you have other techniques that you use that help you to protect against psychic attacks. Some people use crystals. Some people will use sage and sunlight and different techniques. I think that ultimately, it's you that is doing the protection, and these are just simply techniques that can enhance your given abilities to do this. Some people need to call upon angels and other ways and means of protecting yourself. But in an environment that is fourth density, our thoughts become things much faster, and we are aware of the thoughts of others in a greater density. And in this case, we need to talk about it. It's a simple fix. This is a really simple thing to do. It is just as simple as taking a shower to clean the dirt off of your body. When we take a shower now, we don't think about it as if it's a big deal, but we used to walk around and people would say, boy, oh boy, you don't smell very good, right? So you take a shower. It's the same thing. What you're doing is bringing energy into your body and encapsulating your aura in a protective shell. And when you do it, it's just like getting up and taking a shower. It becomes second nature to you. It's something that you naturally do. When you're around the thoughts of others all the time, it's something that you should take into consideration when you're doing meditating or prayer. And if you're experiencing things, or if you know of somebody that's experiencing bad luck and weird events, you might be able to help them as well. It's just having the knowledge that you need. That's all this is. Nothing to be scared or worried about. It's just simply having the knowledge that you can create this protective shell around you, and you can send psychic attacks back to wherever they come from. That's all it is. Nothing difficult. But if you have experienced psychic attacks, share it with me. The more information that we have about any particular topic, the easier it is to understand and the easier it is to stop. So if you had an experience where you were attacked psychically, put it in the comments and tell me what you did to stop it. If there was something in particular, perhaps it will help others that are watching this video. But you are all powerful and you have the ability to stop any attack. You don't need the help of anyone else. There's nothing magical that you need to do. You are the magic and you can protect yourself. And it's just becoming a little proactive. It's becoming aware that there are negative influences around you and that you can create a safe place for yourself within your own energy body. And you can protect yourself from those thoughts and things. And there are a variety of ways to do it. I've covered this topic on several videos, and here's just simply another way to do it. You can find all episodes of The Reality Revolution at therealityrevolution.com. Welcome to The Reality Revolution.